You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Wagner, and this is episode number 1674. We're talking today about climate change and the efforts of UAE.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This article discusses the efforts of the UAE to mitigate climate change and adapt to its imminent impacts, including plans for increasing reliance on clean energy, reducing energy consumption, and improving energy efficiency. The UAE has also adopted ambitious plans for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and conserving UAE's natural resources.
Dash.
To enhance the UAE's adaptive capacity to climate change, the UAE aims to strengthen its climate resilience and develop a UAE net for national climate change adaptation. The 2050 strategic initiative of the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment is also aiming at reducing the impacts of climate change on UAE's infrastructure health. The National Climate Change Adaptation Program has been launched in 2019 to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, support innovative economic diversification, and improve infrastructure health by adopting a sector-specific approach. The UAE has also launched an ambitious plan for diversifying its economy by 2030 through a greenhouse gas emissions reduction plan. This plan will help reduce emissions from different sectors such as transportation, energy production, construction and manufacturing. The UAE is making an effort to diversify its economy and increase its global competitiveness by developing a total energy mix which combines oil, gas, renewable energy and other sources. The government has articulated a strong leadership role in environmental protection and sustainability initiatives by creating innovative strategies to mitigate climate change. The UAE aims to reduce its emissions by improving water efficiency, investing in energy plants that use advanced technologies to reduce emissions from intensive thermal plants, and shifting towards renewable sources of energy such as solar power, wind power and seawater desalination. Additionally, it is also focusing on adopting green products with low carbon footprints and encouraging businesses to adapt their strategies for diversification and resource efficiency. The UAE has also implemented various policies such as the National Energy Efficiency Strategy, which will help achieve the goals of reducing carbon dioxide emissions from the electricity sector by 10%. The strategy also outlines plans to improve energy efficiency across demand, reduce energy consumption and improve air quality. Additionally, the UAE has adopted policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and promote clean energy sources, in order to address the impacts of climate change. The government also launched a strategic plan for economic and energy diversification, which underscores its dedication to conserving the UAE's natural resources and reducing its reliance on fossil fuels. This plan emphasizes the importance of improving energy efficiency, increasing renewable energy production and further diversifying the economy. The UAE has taken the lead in the region in providing clean energy solutions and is taking an active role in reducing emissions. As a signatory to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UAE has pledged to reduce its emissions by 30% before 2030, as part of its commitment at COP21. It also plans to increase its renewable energy production capacity from 3% today to 24% by 2021. With this commitment, it is an example for other nations and an example for the world. The UAE is leading the way in addressing climate change. Through its new energy strategy, the UAE has committed to an ambitious goal of increasing the share of renewable energy sources in its energy mix to 50% by 2050 and reducing its total emissions by 70%. The strategy involves a shift away from fossil fuel-based sources and an increase in the development of nuclear energy projects. For example, the UAE is already working on several major solar energy projects that will provide more than 4,000 megawatts of electricity. Additionally, it is also exploring other forms of alternative energy such as natural gas and even nuclear power. The United Arab Emirates has been actively involved in climate change initiatives, such as the Paris Climate Agreement and the Abu Dhabi Climate Change Summit. At the summit, the UAE pledged to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 21% by 2021 and 40% by 2050. It also committed to limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. As part of its commitment to climate change, the UAE has set up a number of initiatives such as a national climate change plan that seeks to prepare long-term strategies for adaptation and mitigation. The country is also working on plans that would help reduce its dependence on fossil fuels and increase its use of renewable energy sources such as solar and wind power. The UAE has launched a hydrogen initiative, which seeks to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions by using clean
and renewable energy sources. Abu Dhabi has also invested in energy key technologies to abate climate change mitigation and carbon capture. In addition, the UAE is working on a scale carbon abatement program that will reduce carbon emissions and promote the use of mangrove trees as a means of capturing and storing carbon. The UAE Water Security and Sustainability Initiative, launched by the Ministry of Environment and Water, is aimed at addressing water security issues in the region. The ministry has also undertaken several agricultural projects and initiatives to promote natural environmental ecosystems and cultivate crops without soil, such as hydroponics. The Abu Dhabi government has also implemented desalination plants, which is helping to reduce the effects of climate change on water surfaces. The UAE's Ministry of Environment has also taken steps to reduce its own carbon dioxide emissions by investing in renewable energy sources, such as solar power. Emirates Nuclear Energy Corporation is a major player in the energy market, responsible for overseeing the UAE's nuclear energy program. The ENEC has been praised for its climate credentials, and the UAE's founding envoy for climate change and environment, Thani Ahmed Al Ziyudi, has been vocal about his support for renewable energy projects. As chairman of the United Arab Emirates Special Envoy for Climate Change, Al Ziyudi has been instrumental in pushing for a new mixture of energy supplies, including solar energy and gas nuclear power, to satisfy rising energy demand in the UAE. The UAE is now one of the most important power sources in the world, with a focus on renewable energy. ENEC is leading the way by building some of the world's largest solar facilities.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.